Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. You sat on a panel the other day up at the Humphrey Institute at the University of Minnesota. Tell us about what this was about.
Sure. This was a session for their executive degree program. These are mid-career people who are in other professions and are really interested in public policy and want to learn more. And so their instructor had set a question to them about rural policy, and they chose to look at rural water issues, specifically wastewater issues, which, you know, as we've talked about before on the show, is the great conundrum of rural communities. And so I was asked to serve on a panel with a couple other people who were much more versed in the technical aspects of this. And so I was going to talk about rural policy, and they were going to talk about the technical aspects of wastewater in small communities. And the group was very interested in the technical aspects and the cost and why don't you do this and are there alternatives to do that. So it was a lot of just wastewater and Water Utilities 101 for the group, and I think they found it very interesting.
They did. As you mentioned, on the public policy side, perhaps there wasn't as much focus, but you did get to answer some questions about economies of scale, and I think especially for those who have perhaps lived their whole lives in a metro area, they might not have really understood the conundrum that outstate smaller communities in Minnesota have when it comes to wastewater treatment.
Right. Well, economies of scale is the big problem, the big elephant for all small communities, any place where you have distance between people, because it just makes things more cost effective to have people closer together. You have more people paying for a service in a smaller area, and so you have to build less. It's anything where you have large upfront costs, whether it's roads or water infrastructure or railroads or broadband. Mm. When you have more people using less of the raw materials that it takes to build those things, you get a better return on investment, and it costs less per customer to build, and therefore it costs less per customer when they pay their rates. And so in the metro area, we of course have the Metropolitan Council, which handles all of the wastewater for the whole metro area. And the individual cities have this responsibility for a certain amount of it, but a large part of it happens at a centralized place. And so because of that, because you have 2 million people all on one system, the rates in the metro area are staggeringly low compared to other communities. Like a small town out in far west Minnesota, it can be 5 times or 10 times lower in the metro area. And it's all because of the cost of actually running the infrastructure. And it's that problem of economies of scale. And I think for some of the people in the metro area, it was kind of a new concept.
Well, thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.